I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and favorite memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Perfect Crime. In 1950, a gang of 11 men set out on a meticulously planned quest to rob Brink's headquarters in Boston. With military precision, the successful heist of $1.2 million in cash and $1.5 million in checks and securities became the biggest bank job in history. At the time, the Brink's robbery was hailed as the crime of the century. The Kane Republican reported that it was a warm June Sunday afternoon back in 1950 when two men stepped from their car on Greve Street and headed to lunch at the Hillcrest restaurant. After grabbing a bite to eat, they casually stopped to look at the display in the window of the Wayne Moore Sporting Goods store. Across the street, Ray Phillips, who operated the Keystone Station, noticed the men who went to the door and after a few minutes entered. Phillips assumed that Mr. Moore, who sometimes opened the store for convenience, was inside. That sighting was June 11, 1950, which proved to be the first break in a nationwide all-out manhunt for the Brink's robbers, nearly 6 months after their historic heist. According to Kane Republican reports of the events that afternoon, the break-in was not noticed by store owner Wayne Moore until 9 p.m., at which time several guns and some knives and ammunition were reported stolen. At that time, Chief Bernard Rose of the Kane Police Department was notified, and stock was taken of the missing items. Surprisingly, no signs of forcible entry or tampering with the door lock were found. Sergeant C.E. Stacy and Corporal Andy Hitchenko of the Pennsylvania State Police were assigned to the investigation. The next day, word was received that the guns, along with clothing taken in a burglary in Cowdersport, were found in a car stopped at a state police roadblock near Towanda, PA. The occupants of the car were listed as Joseph Specs O'Keefe of Boston and Stanley Gashoria. Both were given 90-day sentence for firearms violations in Bradford County, pending further investigation. The two suspects were mum when brought back to Kane for questioning. But the real progress of that investigation revealed that the pair was questioned about the Brink's job by the FBI and local area police agencies. O'Keefe was released on bond and returned to Boston, being shot there in a gun battle shortly thereafter. According to a report in Time magazine, the mob hired a hitman to take out Specs, who had been complaining that he had been cheated out of his fair share of the loot. Specs recovered from his wounds and was soon called to trial in Philadelphia, where he was found guilty and sentenced to 3 to 12 years in Western Penitentiary. Although history may remember the Brink's plan as the perfect crime, over time it was clear that the participants were all too much flesh and blood when the 11 big-time crooks began falling out among themselves. Eventually, Specs decided to sing, and by 1957, the rest of the gang had been sentenced to life in prison. But Specs got only 4 years for implicating the others. Specs O'Keefe died in obscurity of natural causes in March of 1976. To this day, none of the money has ever been recovered. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.